5.
I was listening to you guys while I worked out this morning. And I was going to tell your co-host there, I don't remember her name.
Jerry Ann. That's okay.
She was talking about her ex-boyfriend calling her on New Year's Eve and all that. He threatened to commit suicide. One of my friends in college was dating a man who kept telling her, I'm going to kill myself if you leave. And she went. She stayed, and then she left him, and he did.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She was a basket case for like 3 years. She wouldn't date anybody.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, we kept telling her, oh, he's just pulling your chain. He wouldn't really do it. He had three little kids.
Oh, man.
And I said, oh, he's not going to do it. He's just trying to get you to stay with him. He wasn't very nice to her. She left, and she called us like 6 months later and said, yeah, he killed himself. Shot himself in the living room while his kids slept.
So wait, was the suicide immediately after the breakup? Or
it was within about 5 or 6 months.
Okay, so it took him a while to go completely nuts.
Well, he kept trying to get her to come back, and she wouldn't.
So were you the main person pushing for her to go ahead and break up?
Well, there was a whole bunch of us. We lived on the same dorm floor.
Did you feel bad about that at all or not?
No, because I think if he was somebody who was pushed to that over something, they only dated for a short time, less than 6 months.
Wait, so this was when, in college?
Yeah, it's been probably, 10 years ago.
What was she doing dating some guy that had three kids?
Oh, he was like only a few years older than us.
Oh, so he was just one of the...
He was an early bloomer.
So what was she doing dating a guy who had three kids?
And I was like, well, she didn't know he had kids. You know, when they started dating, he didn't tell her right away.
Oh, man.
And she kind of liked him, and she's like, well, you know, he told me he's got kids. I said, well, you know, that's not huge. So we were like 22. And I told her that's not huge. So she goes, he's got three under the age of 5. I'm like, oh, well, that's a big deal.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, well, we were a whole, you know, we all talked about all this stuff all the time. And she said, I don't know, he keeps saying this, and she kept kind of hanging around. And we all said, oh, one of the girls who was a psychology major said, you know, he's probably not going to do anything because generally people who threaten suicide don't do it.
What? They don't?
Have you ever known anybody who committed suicide?
I know anybody personally, like none of my friends or anybody like that ever has, but I know I know some people who have, but they never threatened beforehand, that's true.
Yeah, and you know, I know some people back from Western Kansas who they committed suicide and they had told people the day they were going to go do it, but it was like a suicide pact thing or whatever, I don't know, but anyway.
Jeez.
That, you know, that isn't something that's very common, I don't think, that people who say, oh, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah,
my understanding is this is not an overly common thing for people to threaten it before they do it.
They just want attention.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've always been told.
Maybe.
And,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Maybe before like girls date people, they should give them a psychological evaluation.
You know, like when people go into a nursing facility, they give them this what they call a mini mental health evaluation. Maybe girls should carry those with them when they start dating. Here, let's go through this checklist.
I'm gonna start doing that.